Hello, this is Tanya Harder-Pierce, author of the book Outsmart Your Cancer, Alternative Non-Toxic Treatments That Work. You're listening to the companion CD that comes with every copy of the book. What you just heard were brief excerpts from people who beat their cancer using alternative non-toxic methods, and you'll be hearing more details of their stories throughout this recording to learn how they did it. What most people don't realize is that there are exciting alternative non-toxic treatments that have better track records at curing cancer than the common conventional methods of surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and hormone-blocking drugs. In other words, the cancer survivors you'll be hearing from lived because they did not simply do what their conventional doctors told them to do. I'm not talking about the proverbial snake oil type treatments either. Quite the opposite. What I present in my book, and you'll be hearing about here, are methods based on sound scientific study, many of which were developed by highly respected scientists or doctors. It is estimated that one in every 2 to 3 Americans will develop cancer at some point in their lives. Once a person is faced with a diagnosis, they are rushed and pushed by their doctor and possibly even family members to quickly submit to surgery, radiation, and/or chemo. At that point, the person who has just been diagnosed doesn't have time to weigh their options and may be too overwhelmed to think clearly. Unfortunately, many people go through conventional treatment first and don't look into alternatives until after they find out that the chemo, radiation, or surgery they did was not curative. I can't tell you how many people have said to me, "I wish I'd known about this or that alternative before I did chemo." This is because chemo and radiation are toxic treatments that damage the body. If a person goes through months or years of toxic treatments, their chances of recovery, even with a powerful alternative treatment, will often be reduced. So knowing about alternative options in advance could help save your life later on. Here are some key facts about the cancer reality today that I'd like to quickly share with you. Quite frankly, we are all facing a very big problem. At least one in every 4 deaths in America now is due to cancer. Yet we are actively being misled to think that mainstream medicine has made progress in leaps and bounds and now has a handle on this disease. In fact, you may have heard on television or read in the newspaper that most cancers, if caught early, are curable. Unfortunately, this is not at all true. And in Outsmart Your Cancer, you can read 6 major ways that official cancer statistics are fudged to make them look better than they really are. In reality, conventional medicine has hardly improved in its ability to cure cancer since the 1950s. Hard to believe? Yes, but true nevertheless. A New York Times article published in April of 2009 pointed out that the real death rate due to cancer only dropped about 5% between 1950 and 2005. And other investigations show that the years 2005 to 2009 did not produce any measurable progress either. Every single official claim by the cancer industry is misleading. For instance, that statement that most cancers, if caught early, are curable, tends to give the public a false sense of security. People hear that and think, okay, all I have to do is get my mammogram or PSA test regularly, and if I get cancer, I'll catch it early. What the public is not being told is that even with all our modern diagnostics, cancer is not caught early most of the time. In fact, approximately 75% of all cancer patients in the U.S. have metastasized cancer when they are first diagnosed. Metastasized cancer is where the cancer has already spread beyond its original starting point to other organs or systems of the body. The public is not being told that once cancer has spread past its starting point, a person's chance of long-term cure from conventional medicine goes down to almost zero. Let's look at some real statistics. According to the same New York Times article, official statistics indicate, unfortunately, that about 80% of all women with metastasized breast cancer die within the first 5 years after they are diagnosed. And that doesn't mean that the remaining 20% are cured either. Conventional medicine only tracks 5 years. About 90% of patients with metastasized colorectal cancer succumb to their disease within the first 5 years after they are diagnosed. Lung cancer is the most commonly diagnosed type of cancer, and as we know, it doesn't just happen to people who smoked. Sadly, approximately 60% of all lung cancer patients die within the first year after they are diagnosed. And of the remaining patients, half of them die within the second year. Think about it. This means that 80% of all people who develop the most common type of cancer in our country succumb to the disease within 2 years. For brain cancer cases, tragically, conventional cure rates are hardly worth talking about at all. According to Robert E. Burdick, MD, a highly respected Seattle oncologist, brain cancer patients have little more than a 1 in 1,000 chance for a full recovery using conventional methods, even with all the high-tech surgical and radiation technology available. So a major misunderstanding is that most cancers, if caught early, are curable by conventional methods. But conventional treatments are often the only options people feel they have. So the main purpose of this CD is to show people that there are other options. And for those listeners who are dealing with a cancer diagnosis right now, the testimonials on this recording will offer much-needed hope. Before we hear the first testimonial, though, I'd like to make two things clear. Firstly, though I've spent the past 8 years researching alternative non-toxic cancer treatments and have communicated with hundreds of cancer patients and their families, I am not a medical doctor. I'm a retired psychotherapist who became involved in cancer treatment research when someone I knew was diagnosed with the disease. So please understand that what you hear on this CD is simply shared information, not medical advice. And secondly, unlike a lot of other alternative cancer treatment experts, I do not advocate just one alternative approach. I also don't sell any treatment products. My book presents 21 different alternative non-toxic methods, and I've picked testimonials from 3 of these approaches for this CD. Keep in mind that these are approaches conventional doctors have not been educated about, and in most cases have never heard of. Thus, from the viewpoint of conventional medicine, the cases you'll be hearing might be considered miracles. But these types of cancer recoveries are happening virtually every day in the world of alternative medicine. That's why I like to call them everyday miracles.